KX93.5. Hey, look, it's John Easdale from Dramarama.
Good morning.
Hey, man, you're always so perky on the radio, and that's why I like talking to you. You are playing a show tomorrow at the Coach House here in San Juan Capistrano. And last time you were in our parts, it was just you, but this is the full Dramarama thing. So that's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it's gonna be amazing. I hope. We've been playing there for, gosh, going on 27 years or something. I think the first show there was in 87.
Wow. I mean, and I'm assuming you still fill the place up, right? I mean, how do you compare shows now at the Coach House to shows in the 80s?
I think we're a better band than we used to be. You know, we're like a fine wine. We improve with age.
And people seem to agree with that since they still come to shows and they're still singing along. I mean, you're still maybe the same people that saw you in 1987, right?
Some of them, they come back and say, oh, we saw you. You know, they always tell me when their ages and make me feel old. But what can I say? We are delighted to be there. We are delighted to be doing this. And, you know, I think I said this last time I was on the radio, since most bands shelf life is closer to dairy products, to be doing this for 30 plus years, we're really blessed.
Yeah, no, it really is a phenomenal thing, dude. Are you aware of the cover band that plays around here, Flashback Heart Attack, that plays your music?
I do know about those guys. Yeah, they're snappy dressers.
They are snappy dressers. I wanted to ask you what you think about cover bands like them doing your music. It's got to be flattering.
It's incredible, and you know, it's one of the things that keeps the band going, is the fact that people, you know our songs. You know, they in particularly that anything song seems to have outgrown the band. Whereas there's other bands playing it. They play it on the radio. It's got a life of its own, that song.
What do you think it is about anything in particular that has made it such a long lasting hit?
You know, it's a very personal song. It's me. It's true, but it's personal to me. But I think it's also universal. You know, I think everybody has had that crazy in love kind of feeling.
Do people come up to you and say, "Man, your music really spoke to me. It really helped me through a time," or stuff like that?
Luckily for me, not as many people know what I look like. So
you're the big ponytail guy.
I get to walk around and not be bothered.
I bet you kind of get a reaction similar to what we get in radio, where people see us and they say, "Wow, you look nothing like I expected you to look like." Do you get that?
You know, I'm just really glad that it's the music that people remember and not the way I looked when I was in my 20s, because I don't look like that anymore.
Yeah.
But, you know, we played shows like with the guy from Flock of Seagulls who had that wacky haircut.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even have any hair anymore, so.
So he's not recognizable.
He can't look like that, yeah. And everyone remembers that haircut, and everybody remembers that. I mean, they remember the music, too, but I'd rather be remembered for the music than for my clothing choices or
yeah,
my haircut.
Yeah, you still rock the ponytail, though, right?
I do. I've let it grow for a long time.
Okay, cool. John Easdale from Dramarama is on the phone. They're playing Coach House tomorrow night. You can still grab tickets at thecoachhouse.com, and we'll have some to give away in just a little bit here on the radio station as well. I want to ask you, while I have you, it's football weekend. Do you have a team?
No.
Oh, okay.
They're all good. They're all winners. As my other friend says, I got no time for games.
Yeah, you're too busy. Speaking of which, are you writing any new music or anything?
Yeah, we've been working on a new album for a while. It remains to be seen how it's going to come out, if it'll be a CD or if it'll actually just be files that come out on the internet. I don't know what's going to happen with that.
Sure.
The way things have changed,
Cool, man. Well, I'll tag you in a couple tweets this morning. And we will see you at the Coach House tomorrow night. John Easdale from Dramarama, thank you so much for taking the time with us, as always.
Thank you, Mr. I can't thank you enough.